What if everything you've been told about losing weight is backwards? What if the reason you can't keep pounds off isn't because you lack discipline, but because you're fighting against millions of years of biological programming designed to keep you alive? Consider this. Americans spend $66 billion annually on weight loss, yet obesity rates continue climbing. The math doesn't add up unless the entire premise is flawed. During World War II, researchers discovered something disturbing when they put volunteers on what we'd now call a sensible diet of 1,800 calories daily. These men became obsessed with food, their metabolisms crashed, and they grew colder, more irritable, and profoundly exhausted. Sound familiar? That's because most modern diet plans recommend even fewer calories while promising different results. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing repeatedly while expecting different outcomes. Your body isn't sabotaging you, it's trying to save your life. When you restrict calories, your body interprets this as famine and responds accordingly. Ghrelin, your hunger hormone, surges. Leptin, which signals fullness, plummets. Your metabolic rate drops by up to 25% below what it should be for your size. This isn't a character flaw. It's survival programming that kept our ancestors alive through genuine food scarcity. The most damning evidence comes from a 2016 study of Biggest Loser contestants. 6 years after their dramatic weight loss, their metabolisms remained suppressed by an average of 500 calories per day. Their bodies were still in emergency mode, desperately trying to restore lost weight. This explains the cruel cycle. You diet, lose weight, regain it plus more, then blame yourself for lacking willpower when the real culprit is biology. Intermittent fasting offers something radically different, not another restriction to endure, but a biological reset that works with your body's ancient wisdom rather than against it. Your body runs on two fuel sources, recent food or stored fat. Most people never access fat reserves because they eat constantly. Intermittent fasting flips a metabolic switch, enabling the fat burning your body is designed for. When you eat, insulin rises to deliver nutrients and locks away fat stores. After 12 to 16 hours of clean fasting, insulin drops and fat becomes accessible. Your liver produces ketones, an efficient brain fuel your ancestors relied on between meals. This isn't starvation, it's metabolic flexibility. Studies show fasting actually increases metabolic rate for the first 36 hours, unlike calorie restriction, which slows metabolism. Beyond weight loss, benefits multiply. Inflammation drops, blood pressure normalizes, and your brain produces more BDNF, protecting against cognitive decline. Cancer cells become vulnerable to treatment, while healthy cells gain protection. Your body initiates autophagy, cellular cleanup, removing damaged proteins and dysfunctional components. Fasting fundamentally upgrades how your body functions. There's fasting, and then there's clean fasting. The difference determines whether you're accessing fat-burning benefits or just enduring pointless hunger. A clean fast means consuming only water, black coffee, or plain tea, nothing else. No cream, diet soda, sugar-free gum, or flavored water. Why such strictness? Your body responds not just to calories, but to the taste of sweetness itself. Within 2 minutes of tasting something sweet, even zero-calorie artificial sweeteners, your brain triggers insulin release through the cephalic phase insulin response. Your body prepares for incoming food, shutting down fat burning and ramping up hunger. This explains why people sipping bone broth or adding stevia report constant hunger, while clean fasters often forget to eat when their window opens. The clean fast keeps insulin minimal, maintains fat burning, and enhances autophagy. Black coffee and plain tea actually enhance the process by increasing autophagy and fat oxidation. Try the Clean Fast Challenge. Commit to 6 weeks of strict clean fasting, then add your preferred exception and notice your body's response. The difference is unmistakable. Time-restricted eating focuses on when rather than what you eat, compressing meals into a specific window. The magic happens between hours 12 and 24 of fasting, when fat burning and autophagy accelerate. Popular approaches include 16-8, fasting 16 hours eating within 8, typically noon to 8 p.m., 19-5, a 5-hour eating window, and OMAD, one meal a day. Research shows OMAD practitioners eating the same calories as 3-meal eaters still lose fat and build muscle, thanks to increased growth hormone during extended fasting. Timing matters. 61% prefer evening windows for family dinners. Only 2% choose morning. There's no best approach, only what fits your life. Start with 12-12, then gradually extend. Most find their sweet spot within weeks when fasting feels natural rather than forced. Beyond daily time-restricted eating, alternate day approaches offer powerful metabolic benefits. The 5-2 protocol, 5 normal eating days, 2 fasting days weekly, provides flexibility. On down days, consume one 500-calorie meal or fast completely for 36 to 42 hours. On up days, eat satisfying amounts without restriction. Here's the counterintuitive key. You must eat generously on up days. This isn't license for junk food, but instruction to eat satisfying amounts of quality food. Varying intake maintains metabolic flexibility. Studies show overfeeding temporarily boosts metabolism by 7% and increases leptin by 28%, enhancing fat burning during subsequent fasts. True alternate day fasting, ADF, strictly alternates up and down days, while 4-3 uses 4 up days and 3 down days for more aggressive results. Research shows ADF participants lose more fat and retain more muscle than traditional dieters. Your body adapts brilliantly, meaning any single approach eventually plateaus. The solution? Regularly change your fasting pattern. Practice 16-8 for a month, switch to 5-2 for weeks, then incorporate monthly 36-hour fasts. This unpredictability keeps your metabolism responsive. Think metabolic cross-training. When the scale barely budges after weeks of fasting, don't quit. It only measures your relationship with gravity. It can't distinguish fat from muscle, water, or waste. Intermittent fasting triggers body recomposition, burning fat while building muscle through elevated growth hormone. You might lose 3 inches from your waist while the scale stays flat, and that's ideal. Measure your waist every 2 weeks. Take progress photos in identical conditions, same outfit, lighting, and location. You'll notice changes the scale misses, a slimmer face, how your necklace hangs differently, improved posture. Try Honesty Pants, a non-stretchy pair in your goal size. When they button more easily, you're progressing. Watch for red flags, fasts regularly exceeding 36 hours, obsessive hour counting, anxiety about breaking fasts, binge eating, or social isolation. Intermittent fasting isn't for everyone. Children, teenagers, pregnant or breastfeeding women, and those with eating disorder histories should avoid it. Type 1 diabetics need medical supervision. The goal is sustainability, finding a rhythm that enhances rather than dominates your life. Intermittent fasting offers something radical, a sustainable lifestyle that gets easier over time. Nearly 100% of practitioners call this their forever approach, unimaginable for traditional diets. There's no wagon to fall off because there are no forbidden foods, calorie targets, or meal plans. You're honoring your body's natural rhythms. Some days your eating window will be longer. Some weeks you'll fast less. That's not failure. That's life. When you reach your goal weight, gradually extend your eating window if needed, but keep your honesty pants handy. If they start feeling snug, tighten your fasting window until they're comfortable again. When skeptics question your choices, focus on the health benefits: reduced inflammation, improved brain function, enhanced longevity, cellular cleanup. This isn't a weight loss diet you'll eventually abandon. It's a health practice supported by thousands of studies and millions of years of evolution. Your body was designed to thrive with periods of eating and fasting. You're not depriving yourself. You're finally working with your biology instead of against it. That shift transforms restriction into liberation.